We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go! It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday! Crowder forgot it was a Friday until he heard this song, right? He just said it to me and goes, oh, it's Friday.
Man, go get me another case of that Hop Gun.
There we go. Yeah, you better have Funky Buddha on tap at your house for this weekend because you got Heat, Canes, Dolphins. Crank it up, Solana! It's Rosh Hashanah as well! Happy New Year to those who celebrate Lishana Tova! Here we go!
Funky Buddha Hard Seltzer, get you a case of that. Get you a case. The Chant IPA I love, get you a case. Man, I love it. Just Funky Buddha up. Just go with anything that says Funky Buddha on it, buy it. I guarantee it's going to be delicious. Trust me.
Solana did a great job on that montage that we played coming into the hour here. We've played it every hour. Oh, did you do a push notification this hour, Solana? I didn't even look.
I did. Did you not get it?
No.
Let me see what's happening.
That's all right. Our joke was fine throughout the day. That's fine. But Solana did a great job on that montage that we just played, and I hear it, and we've heard it four times now today, top of every hour, and I am marveling just at what the Heat have brought to South Florida during a crazy time, and I marvel at with what seems like the ease they've had in cutting their way through the East. I mean, we've never sweated out one of these series. And I'm not sweating this Boston series with a 2-0 lead. I'm not sweating it. I'm really not. I mean, they have been so dominant. They got Indiana's coach fired. They got Giannis Antetokounmpo at home collecting his MVP award because he couldn't get out of round two. And now they've got a 2-0 lead on the Celtics. They are just a special team.
And, Hawk, they were down 17 and came back and won. So there's not even a deficit that you're going to be scared by because you came back from 17 down, Hawk. We rolling, baby. Come on, Lakers.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever you want, Lakers. I think that's why that Boston, you know, was arguing in the locker room last night after the game because they had Miami and it was like, what more can we do? Like they didn't bend. Yeah. They bend. They didn't break. Like they're frustrated. They don't have an answer for Miami. It's got to be frustrating for the Celtics.
Oh, it was like wrestling. You know when the guy's already beaten them, then
yes.
They start slapping. Hulk Hogan would slap and put his ear to the crowd.
Yes.
And it's like you shouldn't win. The Celtics are better. You heard Solana's montage. They're more talented. They're better. They have, you know, they're a better team, blah, blah, blah. But we're still cupping that hand to the ear. The crowd's
right.
Cheering, and we're getting up off the mat. Bro, this is an amazing run. I'm proud to be a part of it.
Me too, man. What a special team. So it's going to be a big weekend in sports with the Heat, like I said, the Hurricanes, and the Dolphins. Let's get our headlines here from Alejandro Solana as we start up the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
So game 3 is tomorrow, guys, 8:30
Talk about it.
P.M. Game 4, not until Wednesday. So you're going to have a little break in the action between
Talk about it.
Game 3 and Game 4. We'll have to wait until Wednesday for the sweep, guys.
Talk about it.
Woo! Game one tonight, Lakers Nuggets, 9 p.m. It's on TNT.
All right.
Now, the Miami Hurricanes are scheduled to play tomorrow in Louisville, but Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald, he's been tweeting and he's been keeping us informed that at least one player has come down, has been infected with COVID-19. Is that correct, Hawk?
No, the latest tweet from Barry Jackson is, UM tells me that the football game at Louisville Saturday definitely will be played. There is no consideration to postponing. Two players were exposed to COVID, per a source. At least one rotation player was left home, but the situation is under control. So no worries that Hurricane Louisville game will be played tomorrow, and nothing to see here. Nothing to see.
It's always my my break glass in case of emergency. I didn't want to – that's a very important story. I didn't want to mess it up, so I kind of just tossed it to you. I just lofted it right up for you.
I appreciate it because we want to get that right. I mean, right. If there's nothing that we want to do on this show, it's celebrate and get things right.
The Marlins –
when did that happen?
That was a joke, by the way. The celebrate joke was a joke for maybe two people that are still listening since 2 o'clock.
And when did we got? When did we start getting stuff right? What are y'all doing to me? I didn't sign up for this.
We stand on ceremony on this show. We get everything right. We certain shows, they'll call a dog a dog. We call a dog a canine. We really try to step up the game.
Y'all are something else.
The Marlins.
That's maybe one of my favorite moments that's ever happened on the show. It was just Solana trying to be wordy and erudite. Like, he just didn't want to say, I don't own a dog. So he had to say, I don't own a canine. I mean, it was just such a, it was so Solana. That is something I will always remember for the rest of my life. I will take that with me.
And to think that's going to make people look at you different. Oh, he said canine.
Right. Oh, what did that guy say? Oh, that's the guy that talks about canines on the air? Interesting. You should absolutely put that as your Twitter bio. I don't own a canine.
The show is all smoke screens. We should throw smoke screens. I got a list of big words next to me every show I try to use.
Great. I just got the push notifications from the radio stations.
You did right now?
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, I must have put it for 5:10, not 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's all right. It's funny as hell. For like three people, it is funny as hell. Celebrate spelled incorrectly even more.
I wish we had 2 more hours.
So, the Marlins are starting now?
Yeah.
Hold on a sec. Fox Sports Florida.
Oh, you want to show out that damn remote control. Get out of here.
Call it a moat control?
How we call it? We call it a moat control at my house.
Yeah. I don't even own a canine. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
5:10 p.m. is your start time. So it's happening right now. It's a Noche de Sixto.
Yeah.
Game two. It is a doubleheader. We'll begin at 8:10 p.m. At least that's the scheduled time. Dolphins Bills, Sunday, 1 p.m. Devontae Parker.
Go! Come on, Dolphins. Let's get it right here.
Devontae Parker is a game time decision. We'll probably find out Sunday morning if he's playing or not.
All right.
Alandon Roberts is out, by the way. He's has a concussion. Finally, guys, a survey asked people if it's acceptable to have sex with your partner when you're staying in the guest room at someone else's house. 45% of people say, yes, it is acceptable.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that's the best time.
there's something very special about that.
Yeah, because you feel like you're doing wrong, especially if you're married. We're married this long, we can do whatever we want, Hawk, but then you go to somebody else's house, you got to sneak again.
How many times am I staying over at somebody else's house, though?
That's true, too.
I can't tell you the last time I've stayed over at someone's house.
It's usually family, too, so they don't really give they don't care.
Don't they care the most, though? Like, you want to – like you're staying over your in-laws or something. You want to – I don't know.
Okay, so let's say my brother-in-law hears a knock on the wall. Me and my wife have 3 kids, Solana. How do you think? They know we didn't adopt.
My wife and I have been married for 25 years. I'm pretty sure her entire family knows that we have sex.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Not a surprise.
All right, let's move on to weather then. Right now, 86 degrees, partly cloudy.
Excellent transition.
The rain that was impacting the El Portal area has now moved, but still some cloudy conditions right now for most of Miami. You can expect at least a 70% chance of no rain through 8 p.m. tonight in Miami. That is your weather.
All right. So I'm very excited. We've got Katie Meyer coming on in the next segment to do 15 minutes of heat. She's the head coach of the Hurricanes women's basketball team, and we love talking hoops with her. And then we will end today's show by traveling to Viva Hawk Vegas and giving the cast members on the show a chance to win $100 of my own money. Crowder won $100 from me last week. Dono won $100 from me last week. No one got a punishment. Hopefully it'll be different this week because I don't want to pay out any more money. And I want to see some people in bathtubs.
What? We're not allowed to make whoopee at nobody's house, but you can see people in bathtubs?
I want to see people in bathtubs and no canines. So Katie Meyer will be next, and then Viva Hawk Vegas. We still have a lot to go here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Y'all know I'm all about the game of football, but when it comes to my finances, I don't play around. Dade County Federal Credit Union has been serving South Florida since 1939. And when it comes to helping their members gain the financial stability that we all need, DCSCU is the real MVP. In fact, they're proud partners with the Miami Dolphins, and the Dolphins only partner with the best of the best. Get the same services offered by the big banks with a credit union that has a proven track record of customer satisfaction. No matter what those financial goals are, they'll help you get there. Checking, savings, business accounts, credit cards, auto loans. They even have a first-time car buying program. And with the Dade Auto Desk, they'll help you find the car of your dreams with no dealer fees. How sweet is that? If you live, work, worship, attend school in Miami-Dade County, you're eligible to become a member. Just visit fincu.com. That's FINSCU.com to learn more. Dade County Federal Credit Union, they're better than a bank. They're your credit union. Visit fincu.com today.
All right, 15 minutes of heat with Coach Katie Meyer next on Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder show.
La vaca, the cow, survives the milking. I don't think an almond does. I think an almond, once you milk it, that's it.
And it's probably sad.
It gotta be sad.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour on Hawkman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's always a little extra funky on a Friday, especially a football Friday. We enjoyed talking with Coach Katie Meyer there for 15 minutes of heat. Today was a loaded potato, legitimate loaded potato, but obviously we always have to end the week by taking a little road trip, and that would be to Viva Hawk Vegas, which is a chance for the show members to win some money, my actual money, or to get saddled with the punishment. Marlins are losing 2-0, by the way, in the bottom of the second to Washington. Solana, go ahead. Let's fire off Viva Hawk Vegas.
Viva Hawk Vegas, Viva Hawk Vegas, Viva, Viva Hawk Vegas.
That's so bad. All right, play the casino music, Solana. Jen Figueroa is checking in. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Hawkman.
We haven't heard from you all show. You've been running the board on 560, and we haven't heard from you all show.
I mean, I've been busy, but I'm glad to be here.
All right. Always fun to step foot into Viva Hawk Vegas. Alex Dono checking in. Hello, Dono.
I love the segment now that I actually won $100 last week, so I am super happy to be here.
Right. How about that? I mean, you've also had to post a picture of you in a bubble bath, though, but it was worth it for the $100 the following week, no?
I'm not sure which was better.
And Dan Day is...
There, people, there, were, There were people jumping in Dono's DMs. Hell.
Oh, they loved it. Yeah, listen, I like looking at it. Dan Day's not here, right, Solana?
Yeah, he just sent me a picture of himself peeing in the ocean, so definitely not here.
Dan Day is enjoying a beach day, which is good for me. It's $100 less exposure on my end, so I got no complaints. So here's how Viva Hawk Vegas works. Everyone steps into the Hawkman Casino, and I give three bets for the weekend. And Dono and Jen and Crowder and Solana, they have to pick no lines. There's no spreads. And if they go 3-0, as Dono and Crowder did last week, they get $100. I Venmo'd it right to you. Right, Dono?
Promptly.
Crowder, I'll just take it off your gambling losses that I'm keeping track of. So.
I want my damn shirts from Honked Off Like a Goose, man. I told you that.
All right. I'll give you $100 credit at honkedofflikeagoose.com. We can do it that way as well. Jen Figueroa has yet to cash in or be punished. In fact, Dono is the only person that's been punished. He had to tweet out a picture of himself. Oh, you got punished as well. We just haven't done the punishment. But we're going to have a lunch, we decided, at Red Lobster. And Crowder is going to wear his Dolphins uniform. And
can I watch?
I've never been there. Can I come?
I've never been there. I've never been there. That's
really?
Why we're doing it there.
Can
yeah,
we all
that's
go?
Why we're doing it there. Yeah, you can go too, Jen.
Yay! All of us.
Yeah. Yeah, but Crowder's going to wear his Dolphins jersey and Dolphins helmet. That's his punishment. But now the punishments are standardized. I've come up with these standardized punishments, with bathtubs being phase one. It's almost like the COVID thing. Bathtubs are phase one. Dono is already on to phase two, which is the shower picture. But so here's what happens. You go 3-0, and you get $100 of my money. You go 0-3, you get a punishment. And the punishment right now is a picture in a bubble bath. You got to cover your privates, but a picture in a bubble bath, you have to tweet it out with no context. And Dono, you went through this. If you go back on Dono's timeline a couple weeks ago, it was before an Inter-Miami game. He tweeted out a picture of himself drinking a glass of wine in a bubble bath, one nipple showing, a creepy smile on his face.
Creepy.
And he couldn't write, like, I lost a bet or anything. And there were so many, even Chris Whittingham, he didn't know that was a punishment from this show. And I was talking with Whittingham the other day, and I was explaining to him the Viva Hawk Vegas segment. And he's like, oh, my God, that's what Dono was doing? He was like, I was afraid to broach it with him when I saw him at the Inter-Miami game because I didn't know what to say, which is the exact reaction that I want. So you can't. So for this week, if you go 0-3, Solana, Crowder, J-Fig will have to tweet out a picture of themselves in the bathtub in a bubble bath. Dono, whose Don Draper phone is ringing right now, Dono, you're up to phase two, which is a shower picture.
So I'm Palm Beach County. I'm up to phase two.
Right, you're at phase two. You're healthier or sicker than the rest of the three, depending on how you look at it. But you will have to tweet out a picture of you in the shower. Again, no private parts, but yeah, and no context. It's just you taking it. And it can't just be you standing in the shower. The water has to be on. You have to be wet.
Fair enough. I can handle that.
All right. Yeah, I don't want just like you standing in a shower. Like, you have to be showering. Okay?
I'm going to
make
it artsy. Now.
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be. There's got to be suds on your shoulders. You know, you got to be in the shower.
Still waiting on that shower cap.
Here we go. And you got to be wearing a shower cap by J Fig's suggestion, which I think is great. All right, so here we go. We will start with Crowder. The Hurricanes Louisville game tomorrow. Hurricanes or Louisville?
I'm going with the Canes. I think they can.
All right. Look at that. He's picking the Hurricanes. I like to see it. Hold on, I'm not typing this properly, and if I don't keep track of this, someone's gonna try to rip me off. All right, and then total score for the Heat-Celtics game tomorrow night. You know you got to be within 10 either way, high or low, total score Heat-Celtics.
215.
And finally, Dolphins-Bills on Sunday.
Hate to do it, but I don't think the Dolphins are ready. I got Buffalo.
Oh, it hurts to say it, but it might be the case.
Soft.
Alex Dono, the only man who's been punished and cashed in. Hurricanes or Louisville Saturday night?
Give me my Canes.
Picking the Canes. Total score, Heat and Celtics Saturday night. Come within 10, either way.
211.
211. And finally, Dolphins-Bills on Sunday.
You know, I just realized that if it goes a certain way, Crowder and I might again split the winnings. So I'm going to go Bills.
Really? So you're going to stick with Crowder? You both might cash in again.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's not splitting, by the way. I'm paying it all out to everybody.
That's true. That's a good point.
Possible that you guys would take the bath picture together if you both lose 0-3.
I'm down.
That's cute.
I'm down. Dono's a looker.
Looker.
And I haven't had my back washed in a while, so we could just help.
I could help with that.
You got a loofah?
Jennifer Figueroa. Got a loofah is an underrated line right there. That's a funny line. Yeah. Jennifer Figueroa, Hurricanes or Louisville on Saturday?
I'm going to go Canes.
Look at that. Everybody's on the Canes. Total score, Heat and Celtics tomorrow night?
226.
226, and finally, Dolphins-Bills on Sunday.
I hate to say it, but I'm going to say Bills.
Look at this. My exposure could be heavy.
Could have won last week.
Could be heavier. Yeah, she was down to the final game last week. Mm. All right, Solana. He likes to go against the grain sometimes, but we'll see. Canes or Louisville tomorrow?
I'm going Louisville 30-26.
All right, no score necessary. It doesn't matter. Total score, Heat and Celtics?
217.
He gets really, like, he takes that, the final score thing, as like a real sense of pride. You ever notice? Like, he thinks about it, he gives you an explanation, and he is so far off compared to everybody else, right? That's like, that's your worst. Oh, no, no, no. Last week, didn't you hit it right on the head?
Hit it on the money last week.
Last week, he had 215. It landed on 215.
I'll let you talk smack, though. Go ahead. No, no, go ahead.
Go ahead. I retract it. I retract it.
Yeah. Baby Spolstra.
And finally, Dolphins-Bills on Sunday.
I'll show some guts. I'm going with the Fins, baby. Fins up.
The only Fins fan with guts on this show.
Fins up.
Alejandro Solana, crank up the song for Solana. Showing some guts.
Guts.
Everybody else with the Bills. How dare you?
I'm all trying right, to win.
There you
huh?
go.
I'm trying to celebrate.
This is very serious for Dono. He wants to win this money.
Put the Labatt Blues down. Have some faith in your Fins for once.
Wow. A Labatt's reference and a loofah reference in the same segment. I like it. All right, everybody. That is Viva Hawk Vegas. Play the Viva Hawk Vegas song on the way out, Solana. No, the song Viva Hawk Vegas.
Viva.
Yeah.
Hold on. You kind of threw me out. We haven't done that. And you're
yes, we did. We did it last week.
Question.
Is that hard to come up with 217?
Viva Hot Vegas. Viva Hot Vegas.
So bad.
Viva Hot Vegas.
It really is terrible. Oh, my goodness. All right. What a show today. Kendrick Perkins from ESPN. Coach Katie Meyer, Miami Hurricanes women's head coach. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports, the guru, if you will, for fantasy football. What a fun show. Let me talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors before we get out of here. It's hurricane season. Y'all know that. Everybody watches the weather, right? This can be a stressful time of year for all of us in South Florida. But I recommend every day on this show, BNT Impact Windows and Doors, because I am speaking from experience. When you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed, you just reduce your stress level. Because you got to remember, if you're going to live here in South Florida, rest of your life like I am, hurricane season is coming every year, whether you like it or not. So it's time to protect your home. BNT is the company my wife and I use for our home. And it is a great feeling when you have those PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. And, man, you give them a call right now before the weekend is officially here. Or you write down the number of the website and you check it out. You check out the website over the weekend. And then you call Monday. You set an appointment. And PGT custom windows and doors can be a reality in your home for future hurricane season. So here is the number, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can go online to bntimpactwindows.com. Research them a little bit over the weekend. All right, Dono, what do you got planned this weekend? You going to do a little Inter-Miami stuff?
Yeah, well, it's my birthday tomorrow.
It is?
Yeah, so I will be working at the Inter-Miami game during my birthday. Outside of that, man, just trying to stay out of trouble. You know how
old are you going to be, Dono?
36.
Wow.
Boy, man. You look good, boy.
Thank Looking you look good. Boy. We saw you in that bathtub, man. I'll tell you what, 36 is treating you right. Jen,
I would.
Jen, you got big plans for the weekend?
Might go on the boat again. Who knows?
She loves that boat. She's always on that boat. She lives on the water. All right, follow Jen Figueroa on Instagram, JFig Radio.
She's always confused. I don't know.
Why?
Maybe the boat.
You
Maybe
never know with me. You never know.
She never does. Right. She
change all the never time. It's
true. She never really does commit to anything.
That's very true.
In the moment.
Right? What are you having for dinner tonight, Jen? I don't know.
Might be fish. Might be chicken. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Maybe meat. Maybe dairy. I don't know. It just she never really wants to commit to anything. All right.
I don't like limiting myself here.
If you missed any of the show today, go to the radio.com app and use the rewind feature, and you can catch up on whatever you may have missed. L'shana tova, good yontif to all our Jewish listeners. If you're celebrating a Rosh Hashanah dinner tonight like I am, and Solana, we learned earlier today, who is Jewish, Uruguayan Jew, is having the non-traditional Rosh Hashanah fondue dinner. Never heard of it. I went out and I told my wife during one of the commercial breaks, I go, guess what Solana's having for Rosh Hashanah? Fondue. So it's an interesting dinner, but good yontif, Solana.
Yeah, I'll tweet a picture. I'll put on Instagram for everybody to see. It's going to be a delicious fondue to ring in the new year, Hawk.
Yeah, no, everybody loves fondue, and there's no dietary restrictions on Rosh Hashanah. It's just a New Year's dinner, but traditionally it's brisket and matzo ball soup and potato pancakes and challah, and I've just never heard of Rosh Hashanah fondue, but God bless you, man. You live your own life, man. I love it. So happy Rosh Hashanah to all the Solanas there. All right, that'll do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat. Go Marlins, go Canes, go Dolphins, and we will speak with you el lunes.
Fondue tova?
What about you, Crowder? L'shana tova or shana tova or good yontif?
It depends on the day of the week.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to
meet. That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.